So, which Sister of Mercy song is your favorite? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I want to know what you think is their best song. What do you mean, who is Sister of Mercy? You're wearing their t-shirt. It's like one of my favorite bands, so I kind of wanted to talk to you about them. Not that familiar. Like, how much not familiar? Have you heard First Lesson Always? No. What about Vision Thing? Flatland? Ew, no, that's not a song, that's a record. Don't tell me you're wearing Sisters of Mercy t-shirt and you've never listened to a single one of their albums. Really? Then why the fuck would you be wearing that shirt? A thrift shop. So you bought a band shirt without listening to the band because what? You want to impress God chicks? You didn't even know it was a goth band. Fuck you. Yeah, you hurt me. Fuck you. This is like a whole new level of ignorance. You know, if it had been some lame-ass H&M Nirvana shirt or whatever, maybe, who cares? But you're wearing a Sister of Mercy shirt, and you don't even know what fucking genre they are. It's not even that niche. It's like one of the most mainstream goth band ever in history. Just that. I mean, my brother only listens to, like, what, EDM shit? Even he knows what it is. So fucking sick and tired of people doing this. Like, we're supposed to be cool with this now. Don't be a gatekeeping bitch. Let people hear what they like. Well, fuck that. Words have meaning. Symbols have meanings. If I went around with a big-ass rainbow shirt saying lesbian and got mad when women started hitting on me, would that make any fucking sense to you? Ha! Right. So how is it any different? It's like getting caught in an Arsenal shirt at a Manchester United game. You would get your ass beat. Everyone would laugh at you. And you would fucking deserve it. Fucking hoser bitch. Oh. Well, you're all quiet all of a sudden, huh? You're not even gonna stand up for yourself, huh? Like a little bitch. You know what? I don't care. I'm not gonna feel sorry for you. I love this music. I fucking live for this music. I live for other people who live for this music. Culture, community, and coded communication are the basis of human civilization. Did you know that? You don't get to take a shit on that by wearing a symbol you can't stand behind and pretend it doesn't matter. God, you're such a fucking idiot. Do you at least want to fuck? What did you say? Fuck. Sex. Copulating. Mating. Fucking whoopee. You know how to do that, right? Yeah, I wanna have sex with you. Why do you think I started talking to you? I was gonna hit on you, but you ruined it by making me hate you. But that's okay. I'm goth. I've got pure, undiluted hate running through my veins. Plus, I haven't had sex in like 2 fucking months. Right now, I'd probably sing to fucking David Guetta if he walked through that door. Besides, it's not like he strangled a puppy or anything. Which, come to think of it, would be god as fuck. All you did was make a mockery of all I sent for. Which, oddly enough, doesn't turn me off as much as it should. So, what do you say? No. Neither your place nor mine. You're not worth that much effort. Finish your beer and meet me in the bathroom in 2 minutes. It's one down the hall, closest to the door. Don't be late, or I'll finish without you. Get in here. Get the fucking shirt off. No, don't put it on the fucking hanger. Don't give a shit and you know it. Throw it on the ground. That's better. Turn off the goddamn light. What are you doing? Dude, are you trying to unlace my corset? How fucking hard it is to put this on again? Well, no shit, you wanna see my tits? I want $1 million and a pet raven, but that's not gonna happen. Wipe that pouty look off your face and slide your hand up my skirt. Taking command. Pressing me against the wall. You're tired of being pushed around, are you? Good to know even a little bitch like you has limits. Oh yeah. Around your crotch against me. We feel that bulge in your pants. Yeah, that's it. Finger me through my fishnets. Rub me through my panties. Hold your hand still. Let me grind against it. You know what? Your taste in music sucks, but you do have really nice hands. Oh, that's it. Okay, that's it. That's it. Enough foreplay. we don't have all night. Here, put this on. Oh yes, it's a condom. I don't want your spawn crawling out of my cunt. Good. I'm glad we can agree on something. Fuck, dude! Don't turn on the lights! God, that fucking hurt my eyes! What, are you having difficulty putting it on? Here, I'll turn on the torch on my phone. Here you go. Is that enough? I just get on with it. And don't hurry for my sake. You done? You really like having me pin against the wall, don't you? Turning me around too. You really are taking charge, aren't you? You know what really gets me going? Having my fishnets ripped. That's it. Pull my pennies to the side. Just get them out the way and give me your... That's it. I like that. Push it all the way inside me. Sorry, every thrust against me. I promise you'll never get another chance. Never get another chance to fuck a god girl ever again. Did I strike a nerve? Are you ready to own up to it? You like it, don't you? Girls dressed in black. Lace and high heels. Corsets and black makeup. That's why you bought that fucking t-shirt, you. You think it's all just an aesthetic. You can't put on a fucking t-shirt and we'll spread our legs for you. What? No. No, fuck you. That's not what I'm doing. I do this because I feel sorry for you. It's just a pity fuck for a shallow, pathetic, fucking annoy me. Oh, reach around and fucking finger my clit. Fuck. I feel so good. You have fucking millions in my head. God. Lose it. Lose control. Give yourself over to me and to my fucking pussy. Right there. Right there. Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop, you fake ass stupid fuck. I'm gonna come. I hate you so fucking much. Yeah, come with me. Yes, it was good. Now pull out. Tuck your dick back in and put that stupid shirt back on. Well, what are you waiting for? Cuddles? There's a line of people outside waiting to take a shit. Hurry up. Fuck, that's a big hole. Hey, can you tell my stockings have been ripped? If I wear my skirt like this. Yes, I know I told you to rip them, that's not the question. Can you tell they've been ripped? No. Okay, good. Let's get out of here. That wasn't as bad as I expected. Just wanted to say that before you go. Well, I know you're still a fucking poser. I'm just saying, you know how to fuck. Credit where credit is due. What? Seriously? My number? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I don't know if you're desperate or just bad with social cues. You know what? Oh, fuck it, give me your phone. I said, give me your phone. Thank you. Okay, here's how this is gonna work. I'm typing my number. It's yours. You can text me. But the very first thing I hear from you had better be a thorough and honest opinion of Floatland. Got it? And if that opinion isn't overrated and cheesy, but still pretty good, we're done. And then you'd better savor the memory of that 10-minute bathroom quickie, because that will have been the peak of your sex life. Got it? Good. Here's your phone back, and I opened up Spotify for you. I suggest you start doing your homework. Enjoy your night, poser.